We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the top. We learned in the Mishnah, Nishtabru Ragleha, if the legs of the oif break, it's not a treifa. It's not a treifa. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara like this, Ahut Sona de Inkure, there was this basket of these birds that had broken legs. Rashi has a tzadin, the Inkure means a type of bird that has a speckled bird. So it's a bird that came with broken legs. And Shaila was the kasha. So pastor should be kasha. But the also came with the rava. Lemaisa rava didn't say just kasha like that. Batke rava but tzoymes agidim v'achshrei. He checked in the tzoymes agidim. Now in the leg, by the knee, there's something called the tzoymes agidim. There's a bunch of tendons there called gidim. And there, if that gets snapped, then it could be a treifa. So he checked in Tzemes Hagidim to see if it's kosher. If it's not snapped, then he said it's kosher. You know, the leg is broken. On top of the Tzemes Hagidim or below it, it makes no difference where it's broken. The Tzemes Hagidim is intact, it's fine. That's what it says. Rav Yehud, that's what Rava Pascha. Rav Yehud, Rav. Shmutas Yad Behema Kshera. If the in the Behema, the two front legs, which are the called the Yad, if the top by the shoulder, it comes out of its socket, the hand by the shoulder comes out of its socket, it's kosher. But shmutas yerech behema treifa. But if it's the back legs, the hind legs, if it comes out of the tailbone, if the leg comes out of the tailbone, that's a treifa. Like we learned before, buka de atma is a treifa. If the nive get ripped, it's a treifa. So shmutas yad behema is kosher. Shmutas yerech behema is treifa. Depends on the front or the back. When it comes to a bird, it only has two legs. The hands are basically the wings. So is it that same halachos? Let's see. Shmutas yerech ba'oif is a treifa, just like by behema. If the yerech comes out of its socket by buka d'atma, it's treifa. Shmitas gaf ba'oif is treifa. The hands of the oif, which is the wings, that's also a treifa. What's the reason? Why is it different than a behema? The reason is like this. Chashin and shema nikva hareya. We're worried that maybe it ripped out the reya as well, because the reya is right there in the ribs, and right above the ribs comes out the wings, the bone of the wings. And the skin is very, very thin over there. So if you pull out that wing, that bone, it might pull some reya with it. And we know even the smallest hole in the lung is a treif already. So therefore, shmutas gaf ba'oif is treif ha'kashin and shem nikva ha'reya. V'shmul says, no, not so simple. Shmul amat tibadek. You could check the reya. How do you check the reya? So stick a straw into the gagaris, into the trachea, blow it up and see if there's a hole. You don't just automatically assume there's a hole. You could check it. And if the ear comes out, then you know it's a treifa. Tibadik. V'chenem Rav Yechon, tibadik. Chizki Amar, so it comes out, you definitely have to check it. It'll be a treifa. And Pastor Shmuel and Rav Yechon say, you could do a bedika. You're worried about a hole, you're right. You could blow it up and see if it has a hole. Chizki says, no. Chizki Amar, ain't real oif. A oif does not have a reya, doesn't have a lung. Rav Yechon Amar says, no, we're talking about Yeshlo, it has a reya. But Yeshlo, ka'al shoveret ben akvayim, it looks like a leaf of a verit, which means it's very red. Beinek fayim, it's between the wings, and it's a little thinner, it's much smaller, but there is a reya there, and it's very red. There is a reya. So what does Chizkiah mean, there's no reya la'if? My ain reya la'if. What does Chizkiah mean by saying there's no lung for oif? Ilay with less than klal, has no lung whatsoever. Baka chazidah d'islay, open up a bird, you'll find a lung. What do you mean? Ella, what he meant to say is, eloi mitrif bay. It does not become a treifa. That's what Chizkiah said. So Shmuel said, you have to check it. Shmuel Rabbi Yechon said, you have to check it. Chizkiah says, no, you don't have to check it. It does not become treifa with a hole in the lung. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? Vatani Levi, treifa is Shmuel Chama Behema, connect the oif. Any treifa you have by Behema, you have the same thing by oif. And by Behema, we know a hole in the lung is a treifa. And yes, the lame oif has a little more than Nishpa Etzem, that the Etzem broke, obviously, Nikav Krum Shemayach. If the skull breaks, even when we had a hole in the Mayach, talking about a waterfowl, there, it's avada is considered a treifa, even when I hold the mayach, but it's whatever a behema has, the oif has, and we said that the oif has a few more, has the nishpa etzem, we even spoke about yesterday, has the case of the fire, it goes in the fire, as like that. So what does it mean, ain't le treifas? First it tries to say, ain't le reya, it has a reya. What do you mean? What's the ain't le reya, no treifas? Why not? Why shouldn't have treifas? Ella, ain't le limpa of a lichmar. There's no problem of a reya of limpa or of lichmar. There's no, it falls off the gag, you're not worried, you don't have to do a bdika. And like lichmar, it falls into the fire, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to check the reya. Why? Because it's very protected. Night timer, Omer Avchana, however, Reuvtsal Seh Meginis La. So like Rashi explains, the ribs of a oif are different than ribs of a behema. The ribs of the oif go up on they go in the body from the shedra down. They go on the sharp part, so they're much higher, and because they go on the sharp part, not on the flat part, on the sharp part, they're higher, and therefore the lung is found in between all the ribs. And therefore the ribs protect them on both sides. So it doesn't get hurt, not by fire, not by falling. It's very protected. The lungs are very protected. Actually, the lungs, scientifically, the lungs of a bird are different than the lungs of an animal, that the lungs actually spread out through all the ribs, and it goes even into the bones of the wings. It goes in, there's a little like a sacs of air goes in there. That's what helps the fly. It needs a lot of oxygen. It spreads that around the whole body. So he says it's much more protected. That's what he said. That's what he meant to say. My time, Omer Rav Chanan, Omer Zosam Agisla, Freit Gemara. If that's what Chizkiyahu was saying, that ain't like treifos by the Reya because it's protected, and not that there's no Reya. By the way, I'm not sure if Shmuta's gaf might be, Rav Chizkiyahu might agree, it'd be a problem there. Because by a Shmuta, there you're pulling it out. There, my thing, he's just saying there's no Nefula and no Nechmeru. That's what he's saying when he says, Ein lo Reya l'oif. But he's saying is that there's no treifos by Reya l'oif because it's protected. But the problem is, Rav Yechon said back to Chizkiyahu, Yeshlo, it has a ray of Yeshlo Kalash of Ered, and it's red like a rose, Beinak Vayim, between the wings. Mechlal, it must be Chizkiyahu Savar, Lesley, must be Chizkiyahu said that there is no ray. If I'm answering back that there is a ray, it must be you all, there's no ray. So it can't be that's not what you're saying. El Am Maravo, Shmeid Rav Yechon Rechino, Medvav Shavaribi, from the words of Chizkiyahu, Chizkiyahu, the God of Adar, Nicker, Shein a Baki with Tanagarilim, that he wasn't a Baki in chickens. He never ate chicken, he doesn't know what it looks like. So therefore, Yeshlo made a mistake. But like Tosis explains, and Tosis says in Daf Nevo'im Beis, he knew he had a real Mesoira, Ein Reya L'Oif. What it meant to say was that there's no Psule Treifa B'Oif because it's protected. He thought that it meant there's no Reya B'Oif because he didn't know the anatomy of a Tanagarim. He didn't know what it looked like. So he said, oh, there's no Reya L'Oif. He made a mistake in that prat. But in Halacha, it was correct. Tosis Daf Nevo'im Beis on top says like this, Avol Reya L'Oif Choshev K'damrino L'Kamon the Ein Reya L'Oif. The ribs protected. Chizkiyahu's halacha is emes, and it's halacha lemaisa. Just he got said over wrong because he wasn't sure what a tanagar looked like. Amrav huna amrav shmutas yerech ba'oif kashera. We had before b'shem Rav that the shmuta of the yerech, the foot that's out of its socket, is a treifa even by oif. That was Rav also. I'm Rav Yudam Rav. Now Rav Huna says the same Rav. No, shmuta's yerech by oif is kshera. It's kosher. Omle Rav Huna le Rav Huna. So Rav, the son of Huna, says to his father, but Rabbanan also from Bredisa, Omru Rav Yehuda was made Rav. We've learned this before. Omra shmuta's yerech by oif treifa. You're saying from Rav it's kosher. I have a Rav it's treifa. Amalei, Bari, Nahara, Nahara, Pashte. You know, every river goes a different direction and different currents. He says here also, Rebbe really held it was Kshere, he told his son. Rebbe held it was Kshere. Rebbe went to Pumbedisa and he saw they were Noig Isser. He didn't say a word. So Rav Yehuda was in Pumbedisa, thought that Rav holds also. But it doesn't mean that's Rav held. Rav really holds Kosher. Just every city he was quiet. And therefore, it's not a Kasher. Also, Rabbi Abba, Ashkel, Rav Yirmi Abba. Rav Abba went and he found Rav Yirmi Ba Abba, the Kabodik B'Tzemes Agidim. He was checking a bird by the Tzemes Agidim to see if it was a treif or not. Amalei, Lama Lil Makulihai. Why are you checking Tzemes Agidim? Rav Huna Ma Rav, Shmuta is Yarech Ba'ev Kshera. If the Yarech comes out, it's kosher. So who cares about Tzemes Agidim? Ma'adoch, the whole Yarech comes out, it's kosher. Like we just said now, that's the real Rav. If it's kosher, like Rav Huna said, Shem Rav, so Tzemes Agidim is sure. Who cares Tzemes Agidim? Let the whole foot not be here. Or maybe Tzemes Agidim is worse. We'll see in a second. Maybe it's true. It's good kosher. But so he says, he saw him checking the Tzemes Agidim of a chicken. He says, what do you mean? It doesn't have to. You could take the whole foot off. It's fine. Amalei says, I don't know what you're tining. I know what's this in I know a Mishnah that says by a behema like this. Behema shenechtechu ragleh me'akuvah v'lamata. If it's caught from the knee below, it's kshera. Me'akuvah v'lamayla, above the knee, it's psula. If the tendons on the knee are removed, it's a treifa. Rav says clearly, So I know a Mishnah with a Rav that says v'chein ba'if. So don't tell me that Rav says that because shmudis yarech ba'if is k'shera, so something is good. I know he says ba'if is a problem with 270 a gidma. I know what you want. Yochi kash the Rav, the Rav. So he says, he tells me, what do you mean? You tell me you know a Rav, okay, but my sahavastira on Rav. Ishtik, he was quiet. And the reason why he was quiet is because it wasn't a kasha. Amalei, so Rav Abba told Yirmi Abba, maybe Dilma Shonile ben Shmuta lechatucha, or maybe Pshat like this, because Shmuta is better than Chatucha. If it's removed, then it's one thing, but Chatucha is worse. Maybe that's the Vart. Maybe Shmuta is worse, because sometimes when you cut something, it's worse. Amalei, exactly. Amalei, Vat Mepharshes Shmait the Rav, Beferish. Vat Mepharshes, you're explaining Shmait the Rav? It's Shmait the Rav Beferish. Vat Mepharshes, you think it's your Pshat? Shmai Rav Aferish, Amarav, Shmuta, Kosher, Chatucha, Psula. Valta Tama, don't say it's a Pella, how could it be? Sharei, Choytcha, Makanamesa. You cut over here, it dies, Choytcha, Makanamesa. You cut over here, and it lives, even in a higher place. Because by Trafis, you don't compare Trafis to Trafis. So therefore, what happens tomorrow, which will be, we'll stop over here, but we'll see in the next recording that the next tomorrow is really the same thing, that we're coming out like this. That even though he says that that Shmutas Hayarach is Ksheir according to Rav, Tsoim is a Gidim is worse. Why? Because it gets cut there, it's worse than losing the whole leg. And therefore, Tsoim is a Gidim will be a Trefa when it comes to Oif.